have us another exciting rendition of the Woke Turning on the Woke. Ladies and gentlemen, Behind the Line proudly presents to you another dramatic episode of the Woke Turning on the Woke. Brother Stephen A. Smith, it is clear to me at this point that you did not learn your lesson last summer. Remember last summer when the wanker spankers shifted their focus from Black Lives Matter to Stop Asian Hate? You guys remember that? During the height of the Stop Asian Hate movement, Brother Smith went on Woke Take and said Shohei Ohtani would never be the face of Major League Baseball because he doesn't speak the English language. Hell, at the time, I don't think he spoke English at all. He damn sure didn't speak it fluently. Minutes after he said that, the wanker spankers took to Twitter. This is mythical racism. This man is Asian phobic. The truth is, Stephen A. Smith, he was making an excellent point. It is damn near impossible for a player to be the face of your league when he can't speak to the fan base. But as you guys know, shitfucks, they never let facts and logic get in the way of pushing mythical racism. After his lonely male followers turned on him last summer, Stephen A. gladly bent over, atoning for his sins by allowing for dual cucumber insertion. After his bongo was punished, he issued a public apology. He has spent the last 12 months boosting his woke cred by pushing every myth and fantasy that he can create. Prime example of this happened just yesterday when he attempted to spin this Aime Udoka situation into a case of mythical racism. Brother Stephen was praised by his fellow shitfucks in the mainstream media. During his creation of mythical racism yesterday, Twitter servers hit maximum capacity as lonely men banged their wang listening to the woke boner words courtesy of Stephen A.'s mouth farts. Like I've said before, these people do not care about your past contributions. They don't care how much money you've donated to Replenishing Preparation H. They don't care how many times you have given the men in the WNBA free shipments of Just for Men. All it takes is one mistake. One lapse in woke judgment, and the cucumbers come out to punish you in full force. Late last night, the Boston Celtics announced that they were suspending Aime Udoka for the entire season. Now, we know more about this situation now than we did when I talked about it yesterday afternoon. For those of you that don't know, Celtics head coach Aime Udoka, he is being accused of having a consensual sexual relationship with a female staffer. According to The Athletic, the reason that the Celtics launched an investigation in the first place is because the woman approached management claiming Aime Udoka made unwanted comments towards her. Yeah. To be honest with you, I don't know how I feel about this. At this time, these unwanted comments, they haven't been released publicly, but when I read this in The Athletic, my bullshit senses were alerted. It was similar to the feeling that I got when we first talked about the BYU mythical racism scandal. I don't want to speak too much on this because I just don't have enough information, but if you're having a sexual relationship with a dude and he is sexting you or sending you pictures, that's to be expected. Unless you explicitly tell him to stop, how would he know it's unwanted? Now, that's just the first thought that came to my mind. But like I said, we don't have enough information on these unwanted texts or comments to know one way or another. Anyway, on Woke Take this morning, Stephen A. Smith, he continued his defense of Aime Udoka. Watch for yourself.
And I'm going to say this again. It said in the numerous news reports, it was a consensual relationship that violated organizational policy. So only he is in violation of the company policy. The woman who elected to have a consensual relationship with him is not in violation. He gets to get mentioned and put on Front Street. We don't know who she is. What about the other women within the Celtics organization who have been victimized because wrong assumptions have been made by their involvement? If you knew exactly who it was, that would alleviate the concerns of all the other women who have had their names paraded out into the streets.
Okay, so I know this might not be a popular opinion, but I actually agree with Stephen A. Smith here. I've read a handful of reports on the situation. Every report confirms This was a consensual relationship between Aimé Yudoka and this female staffer. Why is he the only one being exposed? Why is he the only one being punished? Well, Casey, he was her boss. She is the victim! Victim? Victim? Victim of what? Did Aimé Yudoka force himself on this woman? According to the reports, no. She made a choice. She chose to have a sexual relationship with her boss. Now, unless he made this a condition of her employment, this was a choice she made of her own free will. Let me tell you the reason I think that this woman needs to be exposed. Every other female staffer in the Celtics organization, they are having to deal with all of this speculation right now that they could be the woman that Aimé Yudoka was involved with. Now, the comments from Stephen A. Smith, they created a tough situation for the shit fucks. You see, we have two people involved in this scandal that fall into what the woke call marginalized groups. There's no more woke check boxes left to check. Aimé Yudoka, black man, unidentified woman. Just imagine if this unidentified woman is a black woman. Or what if she was born Dan and transitioned into Tran Fran? My God, I mean, what would the shit fucks do? Oh no, who do we defend? I don't know what to do. We have a brother and possibly a sister in woke who need our help. We can't help them both. There are no instructions for this in the woke Bible outlining a strategy for this situation. We must bow our heads and pray to the oak tree for guidance. It's hard to identify the woke victim here, but have no fear. Oh, have no fear. Luckily, the wicked witch of the woke stepped up for us to provide us with the necessary guidance. After hearing Stephen A. Smith push for this woman to be exposed, Malika Andrews angrily called into woke take. I will not allow this male birthing person to attack my sister in woke. Female power, girl power. For those of you who are unfamiliar, Malika Andrews is a grade A shit fuck. This is the woman who interrupted coverage of the NBA draft to complain about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. You know, since all the pregnant dudes watching ESPN at the time were so concerned about not being able to get an abortion. She calls into Woke Take this morning to lecture Stephen A. Smith for his transgressions. Watch it for yourself.
Molly, thank you. If I could first start with this. Stephen A., with all due respect, this is not about pointing the finger. Stop. What became apparent to me in this press conference is that we do not have all of the information here. And it was frustrating to me that the Celtics declined to elaborate or to give more specifics about what exactly the rule breaking was that led us to this point. So that I just want to get that out of the way first. But to answer your question, Molly, I think what stood out to me.
Clearly, Malika Andrews has been turning down the woke hug advances from Max Kellerman. If she had talked with Maxi Pad instead of using him, she would know that you never, ever, ever disagree with Stephen A. Smith on woke take. Not only did she disagree with him, she outright embarrassed him on national television by lecturing him on his own show. Did you not see what happened to Max Kellerman? Obviously, Malika Andrews didn't. Who can blame her, though? No one sees Max Kellerman anymore. He's hidden in the ESPN dungeon. The only time Max Kellerman's allowed out of his cage is when the ultimate beta male Ryan Clark gets emotional and needs a reassuring woke hug. At one point during their exchange, Malika Andrews told Stephen A. Smith, "We are not here to further blame women." Besides Aimé Yudoka, who else are we supposed to blame for this situation? Look, Aimé Yudoka, he should absolutely be held responsible. Now, I don't think he should have been suspended for an entire season, but he should be held responsible for his actions. According to Malika Andrews, the woman involved, she should be withheld from responsibility. Why? Why? Because you think she's a victim? I'm still waiting for someone to explain to me how she's the victim. There are no victims in this situation. These were two adults, boss and employee, who had their relationship exposed. And it sounds to me like the relationship became a scandal because the woman took her complaint to management in Boston. The Celtics, they've known about the relationship since July. It was only after she complained that they launched an internal investigation. Now, what was her reason for doing that? I don't know. Maybe she wanted the relationship to end and Ime Udoka just wouldn't take no for an answer, so she went to management for help. Or maybe he wanted the relationship to end, wanted to repair his relationship with Nia Long, the mother of his child. Woman got pissed off about it, lodged a complaint against him. At this point, we don't know. Stephen A. Smith, he grabbed the woke shovel to bury himself deeper in the woke grave. All those boners that he lifted up yesterday with his creation of mythical racism, all those boners immediately became flaccid when he responded to Malika Andrews. Roll the film.
It's being publicized. The point that I'm trying to make is just like you're not mentioning. Excuse me. I listen to you. You're the one telling me to stop on my show. It ain't happening. Okay, that's number one. Number two, I've already said...
You know... I can't stop laughing at this situation. I don't know what gives me more satisfaction. Witnessing the mainstream media career end for the donut diva Brian Stelter, or watching two clueless shitfucks argue over who is the biggest victim in a situation where there are no victims. I go back to the analogy I made earlier this week, which at the time I had no idea this analogy would carry this much significance all week. This is what happens when your house is built on the sand. This is what happens when the premise of your narrative is steeped in lies and propaganda. This Ime Udoka situation, it has chopped the handle off the woke shovel. A shovel without a handle? Completely useless. They cannot figure out who to victimize. They can't figure out who to defend. It's like the splitting of the shit fucks. Yesterday, when I mentioned internal strife at ESPN between brother Stephen A. Smith and Pastor Jalen Rose, I was just making it up. You know, it was just satire. But I had no idea at the time, the following day, there would be real internal strife at the worldwide leader in woke. But anyway, you guys give me your thoughts. Who's the winner here in the latest episode of The Woke Turning on the Woke? Did Stephen A. Smith pull out the victory, or did Malika Andrews? Which shitfuck will be having a cucumber celebration tonight? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.